Welcome back to the show. Manus Labuschagne has joined us before the Cricket Australia 11 take on Sri Lanka tomorrow in Hobart, a day-night, three-day game. So very much looking forward to following that over the next few days. Manus, good morning and welcome to the show.
How are you guys going?
We're going very well. How are you after the call-up for Sydney and now back with the Cricket Australia 11 before hopefully another couple of test matches this summer?
Yeah, obviously it's a great privilege, and it was a very exciting week a couple of weeks ago, obviously playing the Sydney Test. It's a bit of a whirlwind, but it's great to sort of get another opportunity this week for the CA 11, whatever happens with selection in the Test match.
Marnus, paint a bit of a picture for us and all our listeners and what it's like in the Australian setup at the moment. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure involved and there's a lot of things happening externally, but what's it like internally?
Yeah, internally it's actually going really well. It's the environment's nice. We're nice and relaxed. We're getting, guys are getting more comfortable in that environment. There's a few guys getting some more experience. The older guys in the group are really, sort of leading the way in terms of the off-field and what's happening behind the scenes.
Did you feel more comfortable at test level this time around in Sydney? Obviously, your first test in Australia, but you look really good at the crease and organised, and you're a bit unlucky, really, not to go on with the start you had. How did you feel with the home test in Australia?
It was awesome. Like I said, getting the privilege to end up going out at number three was awesome. And it was probably a little bit of a comfort zone thing as well, because obviously I bat three for Queensland. Going out at number three, it was sort of, I didn't have to sit there and wait to get my opportunity and think about it a lot. So I was out there quite early. Once you're out there, it's just sort of, all the noise just becomes just nothing, just becomes quiet noise, and then you just kind of react and play.
Manus, what are you looking to get out of a week like this leading into the CA11 game? It can be quite hard at times. Obviously, there's four of you in there that are sort of jostling for positions, and I mean, that can be hard at times. I've been in that situation as well. But what are you looking to get out of this week?
Oh, look, personally, spending time in the middle is the key. It doesn't matter, what game it is. And, every game that we play is important. There's people watching. So you want to just make sure, you prepare exactly like you would if it was a test match or a first-class game. And just make sure that, conditions are slightly different. It's a day-night game. So just make sure you're ready and relaxed and ready to perform. I think that's the key. I think if you can never say, I'm not going to, you're just going to have to give it your best and make sure you prepare like you would for any other game.
And not run out your partner if they start to get on about 50 or 60, if they're looking to get a big one.
Manus, tell us about bowling with the pink ball. We know that you bowled some really handy spin over in the UAE, and then also with in Sydney as well. Is there any change when you move to the pink ball? We know there is for the seam bowls, but what about the spinners?
I think the conditions in Hobart, is especially first innings when we played there a couple of weeks ago, is definitely favourable for the seam bowler. And so spinners come into it on sort of day three, towards the back end. I don't think it really changes much with the pink ball. In terms of the actual bowling side of things, no, I don't think it changes anything. I think it's just a different colour ball.
Manus, all the best. We're looking forward to seeing you as part of the Cricket Australia 11 down in Hobart, and then good luck for selection for the upcoming two test matches against Sri Lanka. Can't wait for the last two tests of the summer to roll around. Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck, mate.